Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The story of John Allen Chau, an American missionary who was killed on North Sentinel Island, has gone around the world. It has caused all kinds of conversation on social media, in international media. There has been so much written about him all over the world, frankly, even in China. And in fact, we just received an article from China written in Chinese that frankly was amazingly very positive about John Chau. There's a lot of misinformation about him as well. We're going to be talking about John Allen Chau on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, I got to know John Chau in August of 2015 because a ministry that we founded called Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students to Israel who have leadership skills, he was part of that journey in August of 2015. He was one of about 45 to 50 participants in this August trip, and he certainly was a leader. And the criteria for those that are selected for Covenant Journey are Christian college-age students who demonstrate leadership skills. And John certainly, Holly, had demonstrated those leadership skills. He was, at the time, 23 years of age, and he was a student at Oral Roberts University, having gone on several mission trips already. He went to South Africa twice. He had gone to India, and he was someone who people loved to be around. He was a person who was always joyful. In fact, when you look at all of his photos, he's always smiling. Mm-hmm. But he ultimately had captured the world's attention when on November 17, he was killed, and I refer to him as a martyr, and I'll explain why. On North Sentinel Island. This is close to Indonesia, but it's under the government jurisdiction of India. He was going to North Sentinel Island, Holly, because he had a desire to visit the Sentinelese tribal people there since high school. Why? Because they were the last unreached people group on the planet. They were the most and are the most isolated people group still to this day in the entire world, and he wanted to go there to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with this tribe called the Sentinelese.
You know, it reminds me of the story of the missionaries Jim Elliot and Nate Saint. They did the same thing. They went to a remote island to share the gospel and lost their lives as a result. And we still talk about them today, and I believe that just like John, their ultimate goal would be to have Jesus glorified, not that they did this great, courageous thing, but that Jesus was glorified. And we see that happening. Yes, there's been some negative things, but Jesus has gone out all over the world through the media because of this story and because of the interest that it has brought. And I think that's the ultimate thing that he would want, is that Jesus' word, his name, the gospel, be spread throughout the world.
Yeah, that's exactly, there's no question about that. And I think his life, his ministry, his death has really raised this issue to worldwide conversation.
Yeah, we've had the UK, China, New Zealand, all those are India showing interest in this.
All over the world.
Right.
All over the world. Oslo, we got a picture sent to us from one of our Covenant Journey alumni who was actually on the trip with him, and she was on a train going to the airport in Oslo, and she did a screenshot, and it was on the Oslo television there on the train. Literally around the world. And it's also causing controversy from a couple of different kinds of groups. One, the people who want to protect the indigenous tribes and they don't want any outside interference with those tribes. Two, atheists, secularists, and even Satanists. And then even some among Christians saying, well, he shouldn't have gone. He knew the risk. He knew the dangers. I don't think people really understand the history of missionaries, missions. You know, you could say the same thing about the Apostle Paul. He shouldn't have gone to Jerusalem.
Right.
He was warned twice. If you go there, you're going to be arrested and they're going to try to kill you. And he said, why are you breaking my heart? He says, I'm not only willing to go to Jerusalem and be imprisoned, but I'm even willing to give my life for Jesus Christ.
And most of the disciples were eventually hung for their faith and for their courageous, you know, wanting to share the gospel. And again, it was not about them. They did it for the love of God, for the calling on their lives.
Someone just sent me a text message, and they were driving to work, and they had a license plate in front of them, Philippians 1:20. Well, Philippians 1:20 says this, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death."
Right. Or I love Ephesians 2:10. We were created for good works in Christ Jesus. That's our purpose on this planet. And I think, Matt, that this story, again, it's not so much about John Chow, but it's a wake-up call to us as Christians. What are we doing for the gospel? What are we willing to sacrifice to share the gospel?
Well, who is John Chow? John Chow, at the time of his death, was 26 years old, 1 month away from age 27. He was a graduate of Oral Roberts University. He wanted to go on to medical school at Loma Linda University. And he had already gone on mission trips to South Africa a couple of times, to India. He went in 2015 and 2016. He had missionary training in 2017 that was quite extensive, we are told, by All Nations, which is a mission sending organization. He was an EMT. He was an incredible outdoor guide, hiking to incredible locations and high inclement areas of mountains in the Pacific Northwest. He led many people on these tours and these outside hiking excursions. He was trained in medicine to help someone who was injured. And he planned, since high school, he had a desire since high school to go to this island to share the gospel. We actually have some of his last words, which we'll share with you on another edition of Faith and Freedom, because it's very powerful and gets an insight into who he was. Why did he go to North Sentinel? What is North Sentinel? North Sentinel is a place where there's indigenous people. They have been known to attack individuals that come there. For example, in 2006, two fishermen had moored their boat someplace outside of North Sentinel Island. And while they were sleeping at night, it became unconnected and it drifted into North Sentinel. They were captured and killed by the Sentinelese. And after a week following their deaths, they were hung on bamboo poles facing the ocean. They tried to do a rescue to get the bodies. Helicopter came there to land. They tried to throw spears and arrows at it. They eventually were able to retrieve one body, but they weren't able to ever retrieve the other person. And there's people that say, you just leave these people alone because you're going to infect them with disease. People don't know very much about this tribe. What they do know is that there is a group of people, we don't know if it's all of them, that don't want outside visitors. What we do know is that nobody has been able to see elderly people there. John mentioned in his journal, there's no elderly. I wonder where they are. Who knows whether it's because they're in another location or because they have a very low life expectancy. It's almost as though people want to treat this tribe as relics of the past, and yet they're individuals created in the image of God.
Right.
They need medical treatment, nutrition, just like everybody else.
Need the gospel. They need to know that there's a God that loves them.
Definitely, and yeah. That's why John was there.
Right.
He was there to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's what compelled him to go there. And some people might say, well, you can't be a martyr unless somebody is martyred because they're sharing their faith and the person doesn't want to hear it. Well, it doesn't depend on whether you're a martyr based upon the person's subject, the killer's subjective understanding. Missionaries like Jim Elliot, Nate Saint, they went to the Ecuadorian tribes and they couldn't speak the language either. They were killed and they were martyrs because they were compelled to go there to reach a last unreached people group. Amazingly, in the Saint story, Steve Saint, the son, continued to go there and ended up baptizing the very people who were the killers of his dad.
Right, the chief who killed his dad, he was able to lead him to the Lord, and then he brought him back to the States, and he became like a grandfather to his children. That's only through the power of the gospel.
Only, and I would encourage you to go to covenantjourney.org. You can click on the front page and you'll see John Chow's picture. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a page we've dedicated to John Chow. John Chow is an American missionary, but he's someone who loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wanted to share it with the Sentinelese people. I can tell you his story is rippling around the world, and his life and his death and his ultimate sacrifice will not be in vain. Go to covenantjourney.org and support the ministry of Covenant Journey, working with young Christian college students who are leaders like John Chow and so many others who are around the world. covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.